Welcome back, bitches and assholes. We're equal opportunity here. 2022 is gonna suck, and we're gonna make it worse. Roll the fucking theme song already.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. First show of 2022. We are back. It has been a long break, but you're stuck with us. We're back. We have things to do. Chris Taylor, you're here. How are you doing?
Hey, doing all right.
How was your holiday break?
Oh, this is pretty good. Just, you know, it didn't feel like much of a holiday because I was still, you know, working all the time.
Oh, well. You didn't have to talk to me for a month.
Yeah, well, I like talking to you, so.
It's fun to talk on this show, and it's so fun to talk on this show that we brought a guest along on this first episode of the year, Ricardo of ArcticNet. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay, I'd say. And thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you on. You were here to chat about your game, RP Golf Legends. For the people who don't know what this game is, give us the sales pitch.
Well, RP Golf Legends is in the same saga as RP Golf, a game we published like 4 years ago. And this one is an entirely new game, but the concept is the same. So it's a golf RPG. And said like that sounds like sounds like something that you've probably never seen. But so it's an open world golf game, where you basically can take free shots anytime you want. But as you walk around, there are obviously monsters. As every one of you that play golf would probably know, there are monsters around. So, of course, you have to attack them with your golf club, because that's what you have, right? I mean, you're playing golf since you're there. You have a golf club, and why not? So, yeah, that's about what happens in the game. That's RP Golf Legends in the.
What separates RP Golf Legends from RP Golf?
Well, RP Golf was the first ever title we worked on, and that was like it was a smaller game. We had like limited resources and everything. So RP Golf Legends basically adds everything that we wanted to add in that game, but that we couldn't. So, for example, it's probably at least 10 times bigger. At least.
Wow.
Talking about not only with map, but also talking about holes. And
that's 54 of them, right?
Yeah, we have 54 holes, exactly. Nice. And they're separated in like 6 different environments. So you will see the environment changing around as you progress through the story. And compared to the first RP Golf, we also changed the battle system a little bit. So before, it was like level-based, and you could power up your stats and stuff. But in RP Golf Legends, basically, we decided to move to a more Zelda-esque battle system, which is, we feel like it's way more natural and feels way better compared to what it was before. So, yeah, those are the two big improvements compared to the previous one. The good thing is that you don't need to play the first game in order to fully enjoy the second one. And, well, last but not least, of course, this game, the main difference is basically RP Golf Legends coming out on console, while the first game was mostly for mobile. So, yeah, this is the...
Yeah, I'm thrilled to see this game on console. I know Kemco first teased the game, I want to say a few months ago, they teased the game, and it immediately caught my attention. Because I love retro golf style games, the old 16-bit style golf games, and I love the retro 16-bit style Zelda games, and to mash those two genres together is like a dream come true game for me.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Yeah, Kemco actually posted some trailers, actually even last year, during the 2020 game show. This was probably the first ever teaser of the game, and a few months ago we started posting back some some more concrete like trailers because we're basically approaching the release date as it's very close. So yeah, I'm really glad you like the mix of the two genres, and we try to do something original, and if you like it, then it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still fairly early in the game myself. I had plans to play it. During our holiday break, I spent a weekend at MAGFest, which is a gaming festival here in the States. And my big plan was to spend all my downtime in my hotel room playing this game on our hotel TV with my Xbox Series S. Except you couldn't hook up anything to their TVs, so I didn't get to play this nearly as much as I wanted over the break.
So, womp womp.
Yeah, womp womp.
Never make plans without consulting the TV first, right? That's the big lesson here, I guess.
The lesson is, if you go to the Gaylord National Resort in Baltimore or in National Harbor, don't expect to hook anything up to their TVs because they don't let you. That's my takeaway from all of this.
Bring your own TV, right?
If I would have known I have two monitors, I would have hauled one down there just to have a TV in the hotel room to play games while I wasn't playing games downstairs.
Sounds like a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but yeah, I'm glad that you at least could try the game a little bit.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm still, like I said, I'm still early in the game. I'm still working through the initial 18 holes. I'm having fun though.
Nine, probably. Nine. I think the initial nine.
Initial
right?
Nine. I'm on. I just unlocked hole six because I've been doing all of the side quests that I possibly can. You have a lot of side quests in this game. It is very distracting trying to get anything done because there is so much to do. Tell what kind of side quests do you have in this game?
Oh, actually, with the side quests, we try to play on variety because there are really a lot of different quests. For example, you will have some characters asking you to show them how to play golf. So some of them will be like, hey, can you do an approach from here? Or can you help me do it? Can you help me show this one? And you will basically have to do that for them. So some of them are golf related. Some of them are item related. So each character will have their own backstory, and they will ask you to fetch some item, the usual fetch quest. And some of them will be like, different. you will see. I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah, some of them will be different. So that's what you'll basically find in the game. But we tried.
I was thrilled to see a giant enemy crab early in the game.
Yeah, there is. That's probably like the first boss you ever fight in the game, right?
It's ridiculous. I love it.
Thanks. So yeah, that's the first boss.
Got to hit it in its weak spot for massive damage, just like real golf.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. I mean, have you ever played golf? Of course.
No, historically accurate golf.
Historically accurate.
What I like about this one is that, you know, I've always enjoyed the NES game Lee Trevino's Fighting Golf, but this is a true fighting golf because you actually do fight.
It is, right? I see you get the reference. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of retro style golf games, I was telling Chris I was addicted to the NES style golf game arcade machine in your house at the beginning of the game. I love that you threw in this little bonus game because I've spent, like, I'm still trying to beat it. I found the cheat code. I'm still trying to beat it all the way through. I think I got to the last hole and I ran out of lives.
You found the cheat code, which is kind of impressive. Did you find it out by trial and error? Or
I mean, anytime anything comes around, you want to try the Konami code on something, right?
Which is, yeah, it's not exactly the same. It's a little bit different. But, yeah, I mean, it worked, right? It's all right. I'm glad you did. You actually found out about the cheat very late in the game. So I saw in there is an achievement website, and I was like, how did he get that? So that was you. Okay.
Actually, that was our friend Carnage who first found that out.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. And yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah, he said he guessed it too and found it out. So
That makes sense.
Although he did beat the mini golf game there. He did beat it because he's better than me. So thanks,
hard.
Carnage.
It's a hard mini game. It's a hard mini game. But yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Chris, what have you thought of with your time with the game so far?
So far, I like it. It's an improvement over the original for sure, and I like the original a lot. I haven't gotten far enough in there. Is there another giant grass maze in this one too?
No, there is no giant grass maze this time.
Oh, good.
But we have some similar stuff, and yeah, you will see. I mean, like cool. We had a lot of stuff actually.
We really had I actually love the puzzle stuff, puzzle stuff, and also like side quests and things. Like I enjoy that part of things. So,
The side quests in these are way more, way more.
I just remember, like, in the first game, like, getting all the way through that grass maze and then finding out I didn't have a way to deal with bales of hay at the time. I was like, oh.
Right.
Time to load my game.
Yeah, that was, I can imagine the frustration there, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, I could have zoomed the map out at some point and looked. I was like, I'm going to get through the maze without zooming the map out because I'm cool like that. And then, yeah, turns out I wasn't.
I think you did great. That's impressive.
I really like the new like character sprites and how animated they are. I really appreciate like good sprite animation in a game. So I really like how that's kind of improved over the original as well. So that's one that was.
Thank you.
Yeah, when I started playing it, I noticed instantly. I was like, oh, the characters like have like a bigger range of like things that they can do, and that's really cool.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff that the player can do in this one. And for example, they can block. Finally can block. The first game you couldn't. So you can finally block it during fights. And it's really important, actually, this one.
Because, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, every monster, actually, this is a big difference. Like, every monster has a different AI. And
that's cool.
So, yeah, so it will be, for some of them, you need to block. Otherwise, you're going to have a bad time.
Gotcha. Nice.
So, yeah. And then, like, yeah, you can also fish, you know, in this game.
Yeah, I noticed that too, yeah.
Fishing
I like
minigame.
Fishing. Yeah, I like
you like
fishing.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm in the pro fishing mini game camp. I know that it's a divisive subject, but
I like the fishing mini games as well. A long time ago, we had our friend Adam Rippon on the show with the game Dragon Fantasy, and we always joked around with him that he needed to have a fishing mini game in his RPG, and he never did it. But you have fishing in your RPG. And that's fantastic because I already caught a football fish.
Oh, cool.
A football fish. That's awesome. Actually, I think it's called golf ball fish in this one, right?
Oh, oh, it might be. I just know that it took me like five presses. I knew as soon as I saw the five segments, I'm like, oh God, I'm catching something big here.
Yeah.
I do like that the sense of humor is retained in this one. I remember the last one had the, you know, I used to be a golfer like you, and I took a golf ball in the knee kind of jokes.
I'm glad somebody got that. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm a big Skyrim guy. So, but I mean, also that's, you know, pretty well known. But
I mean, it's pretty well known for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad.
It's a good use of it because getting hit in the knee with a golf ball would hurt and probably stop one from golfing.
It would, right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, probably an arrow is still worse, but...
Yeah. you know.
I don't think a golf ball would feel good, though. Like, yeah, an arrow probably is.
Nice wouldn't, probably, no. I mean, no, probably wouldn't. Yeah. Probably
I mean, wouldn't. It would leave a nice welt, for sure.
It would, right?
I also... there's a flavor text in the about this game on the Steam page that I like is travel around in a unique open world where monsters and golf coexist. I was like, at last.
At last. See, that's exactly what we wanted to achieve. There you are.
Made you want to combine golf and monsters? Like, what led to that decision?
Well, as you might have guessed, I've been playing video games for quite a while. Quite a while, is like, yeah. So, and back when I was a kid, I used to play, like, on my Game Boy. I used to play a game called Golf. Like nothing fancy, just golf, you know. There was a golf game called Golf. And I loved how cute and small the character were. And you could just play golf. But I always spent I was a kid, of course, lots of imagination. So every time I was playing a hole, I was like, I wish I could go over there and see what's around there, what's behind those trees, you know. So that was my first time when I was like, I wish I could walk around, you know, not just like, because after you make a shot, you just get teleported to the ball. And I was like, I wish I could walk around, I could take a tour. I don't know, it seems so good here, no? But then when I got to that point that was actually the first inspiration for RP Golf. And when I got to that point, I was like, yeah, wait, but just walking around, I don't know. I feel like... I think I need something to do. Oh, yeah, wait. Of course, I forgot the monsters. Right. I mean, the monsters. Right. And since you have a golf club, well, that's how the Harpy Golf concept was,
nice.
Was born. So, yeah, that's about the inspiration for that.
It's a good inspiration and it's a good combo. I'm having a lot of fun with it. What led to having the golf mechanics the way they are in this game? I know some golf games have like the analog stick swing. Some have the three button movement. How did you design your golf mechanics?
So the golf mechanic, even this one, like comes from basically having played like a lot of golf games and really played like probably a lot of them, especially the arcade ones, like Golf on Game Boy, as I told you before, like Mario Golf, playing like Pangea, going like a Neo Turf Master. So I could go on forever with the list.
Nice.
So all of those games like basically have a different mechanic, but I wanted to keep it simple. So I wanted to have like a good arcade mechanic as much as possible, but at the same time, I didn't want to overcomplicated too much. I didn't want to get to the levels of like a PGA tour because that's not what we are. And that's definitely not the identity of the game and it wouldn't fit with the theme. So I feel like for example, for the power bar, we have like, we have the first up and you start and you're going to choose the power of your shot. And then you basically choose like the hook and slice direction. And there you have it. Like this is as arcadey as it can get. And of course, you can choose the direction. There will be wind, different terrains, and different, of course, impact on the ball. So yeah, it's everything you want to see in a golf game, and without going too much overboard. So yeah, something like that.
It's the perfect level of golf for me. It's simplistic, but it's just deep enough to like with the wind affect shots. So you have to pay attention to that. Weather affect shots. So you have to pay attention to that. It's deep enough to keep you invested in the game, but it's easy enough that anyone can get into it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were aiming for. We didn't want to cut out too many people because of the meshing two genres is it's always complicated. There is a theme balance that you have to pay attention to. You cannot go too much on one side, otherwise you will only target some people, and you cannot not take care of either of the games, otherwise people will feel that it's too much. It's like it's not a golf game. So it's a very thin line right there.
Yeah, I agree with Joe. I like that the golf part of it is a little deeper because they're actually this is me always bringing the obscure games into here. But there was an Atari 7800 game called Ninja Golf, which had you hitting a golf ball with a golf club, but then you, a ninja, had to run to the ball and then fight off like all kinds of other ninjas and things that would jump down and attack you and stuff on your way.
I played that.
You did? Great. I'm glad. Because that game is super good. I'm putting it in chat now, by the way. So I really enjoyed that game, but yeah, the golf part of it like was super, super like left something to be desired. So really enjoying that this game seems to have like a good balance between like legit, you know, arcade golf style like gameplay also like, you know, like really having to like fight monsters in a clever strategic way.
Thanks. So yeah, mission kind of mission accomplished then. Awesome.
Heck yeah. We're not super hard hitting on this show.
No, we're not. We like to keep it casual. Tell us about some of the achievements in the game. We have a lot of achievement fans that follow our show. I know when I first saw the achievement list, I was looking down and I'm like, shoot the ball directly from outside the green into the hole without rolling. I thought that was going to be impossible to do.
But you did it, right?
I did it on like my first hole. It was amazing. I just like everything clicked and I just dropped it right in. It was perfect shot.
Felt good, right?
Oh, it felt amazing, especially because I got an achievement for it.
Right, I know that was exactly the result we were hoping for. It's like when you get there and you manage to like it just clunks. It's like it already felt good, but it feels even better. Like when you just do that and you get the achievement, it's like look at that. So yeah, with the achievement, we try to. Of course, we had like even here we had to balance the achievement out between the gold park and the RPG park, obviously, because we have both of them in the game, and we also try to put some extra. I mean, I'll try to play secrecy for people that didn't look at the achievement list that has been obviously posted online. But awesome, no spoilers here. We have some funny achievement, I will just say. Some of them are funny, so yeah, I think you will get there. But yeah, for example, like just a few I can say, for example, there will be like an achievement, of course, for completing each of the area of the game. So like the first one that probably they also be shown in the trailer, you will have like the first one is the forest area. So it's just like a traditional golf course, exactly as you would expect it. So very traditional, you have the green fairway, and it's in a nice forest with green field and everything, so nothing out of the ordinary. And the second area, for example, is a swamp. It's a swampy area, and you will have like poisonous water, because that's what you find in a swamp, right? I mean, last time I played golf, I was kind of careful there. So yeah, and there is of course the fog, because no good swamp without some fog, right?
Oh, of course.
Of course. And yeah, so you will have achievement for completing each of those areas, plus you will also have like achievements for example, collecting the golf clubs, because there are many different types of clubs in this game, and each one of them will basically have different stats in the golf part or in the fighting part. So there will be some clubs that will be good for fighting and some clubs that will be good for playing golf, of course, because then each one is different, right? And
is there like ultimate golf club set that is just like maxed out for golf and for fighting?
Will there be one? I don't know. Yeah, no, we have like, there will be some, of course, specialized clubs for just for fighting, or some clubs specialized for golfing. And the good thing is that you can basically switch them anytime, pressing the shoulder buttons, basically like nice. Depending on what you're playing, like R2, L2. Basically the bottom two one usually.
I like that, because in the olden days it always had to involve like a menu, like doing the menu, switching the sword or something like that, and then being able to fight something, and I'm glad those days are behind us.
Right, we have more buttons on our controllers now. That's awesome. So you will have a quick keep, and that should probably be fine for playing around and doing stuff. So yeah, and other achievements will be like a more mundane task, like going to, I don't want to say too much, but yeah. So there will be like maybe a lot of
murdering stuff. Crabs, poor crabs. They're just minding their own business on the shore, and there's just achievements for just murdering the hell out of all of the crabs.
Damn. I mean, I'll do that at a buffet, but yeah, I tried to talk to one because you could talk to him in the previous game, and then I accidentally murdered it, and I was like, no, and then I just... I didn't attack anymore. I was like, well, there might be a thing if I attack all of them, but I'm not going to do it. Because I feel like I have to.
No, you don't really have to. I mean, crabs are very kind in this game. They don't even attack you, but apparently you can attack them, right?
It sets you on the no mercy path, and you get the bad ending.
No, that's fine. We're not that bad.
Well, good. Thank you.
Don't worry.
So how long is the story in this game? How meaty of an experience can people expect out of this game?
Well, so I'll say that going through the main quest without doing too many side quests will probably set you back about, depends on how you play, of course, because you can be like a pro player, you can be like, you know, pro RPG player, they know exactly where to go, you understand the compass immediately, you just go there. So I think it can be around 20 to 30 hours of gameplay just to finish the main quest. Plus, then you will have all the side quests, of course, and extras and everything else that there is in the game.
So it's a meaty experience. There's a lot in the game.
There is a lot, yeah. There is a lot there. There is really a lot to play. And we added like a lot of, I think we added a lot of replayability too, because in this game you can enjoy tournaments. And there is different difficulty setting for each tournament. For example, after you complete a 9-hole course, you will basically be able to play tournaments in there. And, well, tournaments are like the good old arcade-style tournaments. You play against, 9 other players. And, so just go there and get your best score ever. There's two different difficulty settings. Like, there is the easy one and the normal one. So just go with that, and just with that, you basically can replay the game as many times as you want there. So,
yeah. I like running into random characters who are like, oh, you think you're so good at golf? I could kick your ass at golf. And I'm like, all right, you want to go? And then just out of nowhere, I'm playing a 3-hole match play with some random guy on the course. I love that. Yeah. It's just random acts of golf. I love it.
Yeah, those are what we call the golf challenges, basically. There will be like in each area there will be one, and you will basically enjoy like it's like a short three-hole challenge, and you know, best out of two wins. So it's like a match play, I think. Like, a stroke play, no, which I always mix those two up. But yeah, basically, the person with the lowest score on each hole will win the hole, and 2 out of 3 wins.
Well, I took him 3 for 3. I wiped the ground with him. I just kicked his ass.
You went like full blown there, right? Well done.
I'm really enjoying the golf mechanics in the game. I'm enjoying that I can get pars and I can get birdies on my first attempts through the holes. And I love that it's not super easy, but it's challenging enough to make me want to plan out what I'm doing. Like the bunker on, I want to say the third hole, the bunker that you could skip over to lead to the fairway beyond it, and skipping over the other bunkers. There's a lot of planning required there, but it's still just casual and fun. And I'm really enjoying the golf mechanics in the game.
I'm glad you do. And, it will get harder though.
Obviously. Yeah, I expect it to get nice and punishing later on in the game.
Oh, it will be.
This is definitely something I could see myself sticking with and following through to the end. I know Chris and I kind of joke around that a lot of Chemco games are fairly similar. And this one, it's so drastically different from everything else that Chemco puts out. And it's like a breath of fresh air, and it's really enjoyable.
I'm glad you like it. Chemco is like the master of RPGs. I mean, like, nothing but respect for them. They've been great.
I own all of their games on Xbox so far. I'm pretty sure I own every single one. Just because they're all quality.
They're really good. They're all quality, right? I mean, they're all quality games. And I'm glad they try to branch out with us. I really feel honored about that. And I hope that people will like this game. So,
how did you first get in touch with Chemco, and what led to to you working with them to bring the game to the masses?
We met at one of those, like, you know, gaming events. We met at one of those gaming events first, and well, we started talking, and then one thing led to another, and it's like we were developing RP Golf at the beginning. That was still called like RP Golf 2 at the time. But after that, yeah, I mean, they were interested in the game, and we knew. I mean, I knew that they had like a great experience with RPGs. So yeah, I mean, one thing led to another, and we ended up publishing with them.
It just felt like a perfect match.
It was really the perfect match, for real. Like, they've been nothing but great. So thank you, Kemco.
Yeah, well, I enjoy Kemco.
Yeah, I'm thankful that they set this up. It's just such a cool, unique game, and I'm having a really good time with it. Chris, what are your thoughts on this compared to the rest of Kemco's repertoire?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely different. They've done a couple of action RPGs like that are in that kind of vein, but they're really few and far between. I can't even remember the title of the one that Hitpoint made for them like 8 years ago. But they made like, I know they made one. So it's like, although I will say that the similarity, I suppose, is that it's, you know, some quality sprite work and, you know, two-dimensional, which, you know, is that's kind of the norm as far as Kemco games go. They're either that or they're kind of throwback, you know, HD, but throwback, like 3D battle systems and stuff. But obviously that wouldn't, I mean, that would be funny if it was in this game. Just have one sequence where it's just like
PS1 like, era RPG.
Yeah, but like scaled to HD. Anyway, but no, I think that like it fits in with the Kemco thing because you've got like Meranian Tavern story and you've got that that one blacksmithing game that I completely forgot the title of. And
Blacksmith of the Sand Kingdom.
Probably. There you go. That's the one. Yeah. So it's like it kind of falls into that sort of like here's a new twist on an RPG, but yeah, it being an action game and actually having a golf component like really does make it stand out. But I don't know. I do feel like, you know, when you said this is a Kemco game, I was like, I believe it. So yeah, I'd say overall it's a good fit, but it is in that kind of other category.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from the usual JRPG.
Which is good, although, as a joke, I recommend if you make a sequel, like, throwing the word As Divine in there somewhere. just to confuse everybody.
As Divine Golf.
Yeah, Legends. As Divine Golf. Yeah, exactly.
There as are the so many games. As Divine games, and I can't keep track of how they're all connected anymore.
I went into it one time on this show, just, you know, I don't know. I just kind of did this like free form, like dropping titles and like just intentionally confusing everybody because they are confusing. But that's because, you know, XCreate keeps wanting to like keep like certain styles of their RPGs like kind of separated out. So, you know, yeah, it. I can go on and on about it because, like Joe, I've played most of them, if not all of them. So.
Yeah, we like our Kemco games on this show. So
yeah,
awesome.
Oh man, so Ricardo, what games are you playing? What are you enjoying these days when you're not working on games? What are you playing?
Recently I've been playing a little bit. I mean, I played Shin Megami Tensei 5. Like, what is it called? Like in Europe, what is that like? Is it Shin Megami Tensei, right?
Yeah.
The one from Atlas. Yeah, I've been playing that one. I've been playing my Pokemon, the new Diamond one that came out. Of course, I mean, nice. I probably played every Pokemon ever. And as far as, I mean, basically those are the two I played recently. Before this, I was playing some Cyberpunk 2077 after the patch that made it kind of playable.
What are your thoughts? Is that something worth diving into now? Is it playable? Is it enjoyable?
it's more playable than before, I would say. It's definitely more bad than before. I'm a big fan of the whole, of the cyberpunk theme. That's really like one of the things I really liked. So that for me was like the selling point of the game. Could it be like a game where you just stare at a wall in the cyberpunk theme? I would be like, yeah, got it. I'm going to get it. I will be totally fine, you know. I'm really biased on this one, so it's fine. I mean, is it cyberpunk? Yeah, good. I'm going to buy it. Yep. There.
So, hey, we all have our favorites. So.
We all have our favorites, right?
It is kind of funny for you to be mentioning Shin Megami Tensei 5 and Pokemon Shining. I don't remember if you said Diamond or Pearl, because I'm like looking at those.
Brilliant Diamond, what was it called? Like, I always forget the adjective, which one is which.
Yeah, I have Shining and Pearl.
The Diamond one. Okay, so the other one is Brilliant Diamond, probably. Yeah.
It's just funny because, like, you're saying that, and I'm looking over at them on my shelf over here, still wrapped up in the plastic. Because I never get around to anything.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was kind of funny because I live in Japan right now, and I've been here for a while. And so when I mean, my Japanese is good, but, you know, when you get into those type of games, I still want to play them in English for obvious reasons. I mean, my English is better than my Japanese, even if I'm not
American
or, or British. So I bought the game here. And I was I realized that it was only in Japanese, so I was like, "Eh, like probably not the best game to because it's kind of difficult terms in there." So yeah, that went on like eBay, the equivalent of eBay. The next day, I was like, "Yeah, gonna order that from abroad."
Hey, you got to get it in what you can understand. I don't think I could ever make it through a game in Japanese. I don't understand any of it or enough to get through any game if I tried.
I mean, like, most of the games, like, if they are more simple, even like other stuff, I can, it's totally fine. But this one is really difficult stuff, some difficult stuff in there. And yeah, I'm not there yet.
Jumping back to RP Golf Legends, going on with the class system in the game? What what kind of classes can you get in this game? How do you get them? What are they about? What's going on there?
So, I'll leave some of the classes for when you play the game, of course. So I will not tell you everything, but two of them are actually visible in the trailer. So you can spot the first one is the one is the wizard. That you will become a wizard after a while. And basically, each class in this game has different skills. So the game is like a three core concept. So it's like the first one, you basically play golf, right? And then you fight. And when you fight, you have like a special attack, usually. You have like a special attack that is like in the base class, when you're just like the normal character, you basically do a spin attack. And each different class has a different special attack. And also they have different special skills. For example, when you're a wizard, you can walk on water, because that's what wizards do, right?
I mean, oh yeah, totally.
You can also play your golf ball from water, so it's gonna help you in golf too.
Hell yeah!
And hell yeah, right? And the other thing you can do when you're a wizard, basically, instead of having the spin attack, you will have like kind of a energy blast radiating from your body, and it's basically gonna like push back the enemies around you and hit them a little bit too. So yeah, that's one of the examples. Or the other one that you have is you can become a warrior. Warrior class, you will wear like an armor. The sprite will change, don't worry. So it's all there. And for example, the warrior can have a special ability that will be able to break some rocks that are in game. And so the warrior will be able to break them.
I've seen rocks around that I want to break, and I've wanted to figure out how to get that. Now I know I'm gonna have to do some backtracking later on in the game and break some rocks.
You will. And also, it was in the trailer. If you paid attention in the trailer that came out, there is a scene where there is a warrior breaking rocks. We gave you all the hints. See, it's like it's there. And so this is what basically happens with the classes. And yeah, you can basically change class. There will be like when you get into every city of the game, there will be like some changing rooms They're like, they look like medieval towers. You basically can enter and change clothes, and you there become new class.
And then there's also crafting in the game. I've crafted some different colored balls so far. I haven't found too many blueprints yet. What kind of weird fun stuff can you craft in this game?
You can actually craft a lot of stuff. It basically starts from, of course, you'll be able to craft like golf sets, for example. That would be one of the main things, because some of the golf sets you will find them in game, but some of them you will have to craft by yourself. So you will need to find, first of all, you need to find the blueprint for everything that you want to craft. And after you find the blueprint, of course, the next thing is you have to go and find the ingredients or the materials, if you want to say, for the blueprint. And once you get out everything, you just go to there are crafting tables in the game. And when you get near them, you can basically craft anything from the menu. There is an in-game menu, and you can craft stuff. So, for example, as I was saying, like, you can craft like golf sets, and at the same time you can also craft like food recipes, because of course that's what you want to do, right?
Oh, yeah,
it's crafting at the end of the day, right? And you will also be able to craft like accessories for the character that will basically, of course, make your life easier in game.
Yeah, I'm working on getting all the ingredients for the gas mask now, because those snakes that spit poison, they're,
oh yeah, that's,
those things are dicks.
Yeah. Those are hard, right?
But yeah, they're just irritating. I hit them and they spit at me, and then
and you get poisoned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, gas mask, that's what you want, right? So yeah, those are some of the things that you will craft, and yeah, I hope that people will enjoy the, you know, I felt like that every time you get like a blueprint, especially for rare items, you know, part of the fun is going around and finding, oh, where do I find this thing? I really want to find this item. So yeah.
Is there a way to find specific fish in the game? Because I know, like, one of the quests I have now, I have to find a salmon, and I don't know, like, if I have to fish in a certain area for that, or if it's just like a luck of the draw.
So fishing is, again, we have like three different areas that you can fish in the game. You have like the sea, because something's there, a lot of it. You have lakes, and you also have like swamps. As I was telling you before, there is a swampy area. So swamp is a different place where to fish. Different fishes, of course, live in different areas. So you will have to, so probably will not find a salmon in the swamp, just saying. And of course, depending on the goal, there are also different rods, fishing rods. And depending on which one you have, it will be like easier to fish or more hard to fish. And if you have some items, you maybe you might fish something different from fishes, you know.
Nice.
There, right? You know,
so stuff. it's deep and complex even in the fishing.
Yeah, I mean, we just didn't want to throw there like a fishing mechanic just for having a fishing mechanic, so we wanted to
just to get those just to get those fishing side quest points.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's just a fishing tournament, a small fishing tournament. I don't know if you got there.
Yeah, I found the little
fishing lodge.
Yeah. Yeah, the lodge. I couldn't think fishing of the word.
And fishing god, fishing lodge. Yeah, that's.
I wanted to fish in the lake there, and they're like, "No, you can't fish here unless it's during a tournament."
So, exactly.
So I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to fire up the game and do a tournament and see how well I fish during a tournament. And what kind of fun stuff can you win during the tournaments?
Well, the tournament, you win coins. I mean, it's an easy way to make a little bit of money. But yeah, it's just a little extra we wanted to put there.
Nice.
So yeah, and you can enjoy the air, of course. Yeah, that's about it for the fishing tournament. But yeah, it's there. So you can enjoy a fishing tournament.
Oh man. So I think we've covered like nearly everything that we covered: the crafting, we covered the fishing, we covered the golfing. There's dungeons, there's exploring. Like this is a full-fledged RPG with some fun golf mechanics attached to it. It seems to just check all the boxes of just such a cool, interesting game that I've been looking for, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. Chris, did you have any other questions about the game that you wanted to ask?
Well, you said it includes a little bit of everything. Does it have a sewer level?
I mean, they're the swamps.
We have dungeons. I mean, like, not really a sewer level, because you know, it's a fantasy world. They don't have plumbing at that level. It's not that good.
It's kind of a general like joke that every video game has a sewer level
for some reason. I know. we didn't get to that trope part.
Okay, good. Actually,
but there is a lot of other. I think you will find a lot of other tropes in there. So there will be like, oh, you put one of those, right? Like you will get there.
Can that be DLC? Nice. Are there any plans for future content for the game? DLC courses?
We will add some courses, maybe in the future. I mean, first of all, now we want to focus on the release of the game. And, you know, there will be like, hopefully not too many, but there will be a few bugs, of course. Everybody's aware of that. It's gonna happen on every game, basically. I mean, like, first of all, we will give like support to all of that, and we want to have like as much of a solid game as possible. And once that, we will think about some additional content for sure.
Cool. Well,
and, yeah.
How much is the game? What platforms is it on? Give us all the information.
So, okay, the informations are so the game is let me get like pricing metrics too, because like hold on a second. So the game is coming out, first of all, the platform, it's coming out on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Switch, Xbox, all of the Xboxes, like
even the original Xbox. It's coming out on
Not on the original Xbox, oh. the latest new generation, and of course it's coming out on Steam too. So yeah, Switch, PlayStation 4 and 5, and Xbox Series X, S, and one, right?
Yeah,
and
Windows
yeah,
10
so, and Steam. Of course it's going to come out on Steam too. And yeah, those are the platforms where the game will come out. And we support actually 8 languages. So yeah, it's going to be like English, French, Spanish, Italian, German, Japanese, and Chinese, simplified and traditional.
Oh, wow.
So we got a lot covered. And well, if you import the game, because it's going to release physical in Japan and in Asia, if you import the game, don't worry. All the languages are there. Nice. We didn't want our region lock anything, so just like Excellent. The game that you're gonna buy is like gonna have everything, so yeah, just in case.
Excellent.
That's cool, and that it's getting a physical release. What platforms is it going to be physical on?
It's gonna be physical on PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PlayStation 5 in Asia.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, those are the platforms you're gonna get. And the pricing point is like in US dollar is $29. I'm gonna come out with that.
Nice.
Looks like I'll be hitting Play Asia at some point.
Yeah, I might have to import a physical version of this one too, just to have on the Switch. I've been playing it on Xbox, and I'm having so much fun with this game. I'm so glad that you took the time to come on and chat with us. I know we've been chatting for quite a while. Is there anything about the game that you wanted to discuss that we didn't bring up?
The only thing I can say is like, guys, use the compass. Yeah, I mean, we added this is the thing that probably is going to be the most useful. And we tried also to catch the attention of the player sometimes in the game. But yeah, remember, there is always a compass. And every time you activate a quest, it's going to take you exactly where you need to be.
So, yeah, it's very handy. I love the compass in this game. It is so damn handy to just have something in the game be like, go here, stupid, because I am stupid. And games telling me exactly what to do is very good.
But also, like, the big map is, you know, it's useful to have there. And except for that, I hope that everybody can enjoy the game. And it took a lot of work to basically get here. And we are a really small team, and I want to thank the other guy that worked with me. His name is Guillaume, and I want to thank him too. Like, he's not on the podcast today, but definitely thank you for the hard work that you did. And I want to thank Kemko for bearing with us. we are a very small team, so we might not be so quick in doing some of the stuff that bigger teams can do, but I really want to thank them. They were really supportive and they really helped us out in all of these. And I want to also thank you guys that you were awesome today for inviting me here. And
it was an absolute pleasure having you on. Where can people keep up to date with you and what you're doing?
You can definitely keep up on Twitter. The handle is ArcticNet LLC. But I think like probably people that saw your tweet there are going to find it one way or the other. And that's basically where we will post everything regarding the game some future development that are going to come out. So yeah, that's cool. About it.
All right. Well, Ricardo, thank you so much for coming on, chatting with us, hanging out with us. Chris, thank you for being here, hanging out. That is it for this episode. It is just a quickie return from our holiday break. We'll be back on this weekend with another new episode. We're back, people. We're back. We're going to be doing episodes again. It's Chris, again, thanks for being here. Ricardo, again, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us. Does anyone have any final words to end the show?
Thank you, Jordan.
I'm just going back to sleep.
And I'm going to lunch, I think. That's all about right. It.
What are you having for lunch? Again, anything good?
Today, I think I will have some ramen because that's...
man. Yeah, ramen's the best.
It is, right? When it's cold, a little bit of ramen is like, oh, yeah, I feel way better now. So, yeah. Thank you guys again. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Chris.